End of Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Chapter 1. Paul, a called apostle of Jesus Christ by God's will, and Sosthenes the brother, to the assembly of God which is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints, with all that in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always about you, in respect of the grace of God given to you in Christ Jesus, that in everything ye have been enriched in him, in all word of doctrine and all knowledge, according as the testimony of the Christ has been confirmed in you, so that ye come short in no gift, awaiting the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, unimpeachable, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 10. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all say the same thing, and that there be not among you divisions, but that ye be perfectly united in the same mind and in the same opinion. For it has been shown to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of the house of Chloe, that there are strifes among you. But I speak of this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is the Christ divided? Has Paul been crucified for you? Or have ye been baptized under the name of Paul? I thank God that I have baptized none of you, unless Crispus and Gaius, that no one may say that I have baptized under my own name. Yes, I baptized also the house of Stephanas. For the rest, I know not if I have baptized any other. For Christ has not sent me to baptize, but to preach glad tidings, not in wisdom of word, that the cross of the Christ may not be made vain. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved it is God's power. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and set aside the understanding of the understanding ones. Where is the wise? Where scribe? Where disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom has not known God, God has been pleased by the foolishness of the preaching to save those that believe. Since Jews indeed ask for signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews an offense, and to nations foolishness. But to those that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, God's power and God's wisdom. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren, that there are not many wise according to flesh, not many powerful, not many high-born. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, that he may put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world, that he may put to shame the strong things, and the ignoble things of the world, and the despised has God chosen, and things that are not, that he may annul the things that are, so that no flesh should boast before God. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom, from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption. That, according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord.